and welcome to Bureau Bites, a regular pod bite bringing you news from Vietnam and the region. I'm Matt Cowan, the Bureau Chief and your host. Thank you for joining me for this quick bite. Well, COVID-19 continues on its merry way in Vietnam, albeit with slight daily increases in the reported number of cases. As of March 25, the Vietnamese government reported that there has been a total of 141 COVID-19 cases since the outbreak, with 17 of those having fully recovered already. That leaves 124 cases, with 93 of those being Vietnamese and the rest foreign. A very impressive result so far indeed. However, the Vietnamese government isn't about to take a well-earned break just yet. In fact, they are doing the opposite. The Deputy Prime Minister of Vietnam, in a further call to action, has reminded everyone to uphold the responsibility of protecting themselves and others at a phase in the epidemic that, I quote, demands a high level of focus. According to the Deputy Prime Minister, the virus is somewhere near everyone. Thus, anyone may contract it and transmit it to others if we do not seriously abide by official instructions, he said. With his official statement, VGP News posted an infographic online demonstrating how people can protect themselves and others from COVID-19. It included staying at home indoors as much as possible, perhaps easier said than done. It pays to have something to do. One person in Saigon who's been keeping himself occupied with a project for quite a while now is Drew Tudos. By night he's a DJ, but by day he's building his own electric car. I spoke to Drew recently and asked him how he's handling the social distancing measures in this time of COVID-19. Drew, thank you for joining Bureau Bites.
Hi, Matt. Thank you for having me.
How's the social distancing going?
Well, so far, so good. Last week, I left the house a few times to work on my car, but this week, I'll just stay indoors completely to set an example.
You mentioned you're building an electric car. Tell us more about that.
Yeah, it's a project that started, I don't know, some over 2 years ago. But in the last 10 months or so since Bam Bam opened, I didn't have much time to spend on it. But I was hoping if this week I can move around, I can do some progress on it.
Drew, your electric car project demonstrates your commitment to doing your bit for the environment. In your opinion, what does the average Saigonese need to do to help the environment?
Well, I don't think anyone should go and build an electric car, but the simple stuff like refusing plastic bags, plastic straws, recycling, not littering the streets with plastic. Changing the bulbs in your house to LEDs and, other simple things. I don't know, stopping your engine at the traffic light. These small actions can have quite a big impact on the direct pollution of the city.
Now, moving on to another global issue, what impact has COVID-19 had on nightlife in Saigon, and how will it affect it in the long term?
Massive impact. I mean, right now it's at a full stop, so obviously it's not great. And I think long term, it will affect seriously. I don't know if 50% of the places that closed will reopen in the same position. And I think it's not going to be, the first day of normality won't be as big as everybody thinks. It's going to be a slow process going back to speed. So I think it's going to be a few difficult months for the industry.
With that in mind, and being one of Saigon's preeminent DJs who's been playing the club scene here for a very long time, who should we be listening to at the moment while we're practicing our social distancing?
Well, I think since nobody goes to the club, everybody plays music from home. So if you follow any artists, any DJs, they will have live sessions. A lot of the big music brands, a lot of the big name DJs, really you can choose any day. There will be a top 50 in any top DJ that will have a live session. and you know, it's gonna be some interesting music. You know, not being at the club, you can play what you want. So just being in touch on social media will definitely help. I'm sure, you know, most of the clubs will have live sessions. You know, we're gonna do some from our side as well when we can gather a few DJs together. But I don't wanna call out any names. I think if people used to go to one club or another, I think they should stick around their walls and they'll find out.
And finally, is there any chance you have a playlist for social distancing that we can share on the bureauasia.com?
I don't have one right now because I'm not that bored. It hasn't been that long, but I guess as the days will, the numbers will increase. I will probably make some, and when I'm ready, I'll share them with you.
That was Drew Tudos, keeping himself occupied in Ho Chi Minh City. Well, that's all for this Bureau Bite. If you liked what you heard, please review the Bureau podcast wherever you get your podcasts. This has been Matt Cowan. Until our next Pod Bite, keep up to date with what's happening in Vietnam and the region by going to thebureauasia.com and visiting Facebook and Instagram at thebureauasia.com.